August 15th, Jesus says, "Your writings should be used in the following way. The part which is yours will have the usual informative value for the curiosity of man, who always wants to probe into the secrets of souls. The part which mine, and which should be separated from yours, will have formative value, for the voice of the gospel is found therein, and this voice always has value for spiritual formation, in whatever manner it comes to you. Even when the manner or manners, in which it has come within the reach of souls no longer belongs to this earth, it remains what it is and does not lose its value. I was reluctant to give the new formula of prayer for today, because I know that it is heard even less than the one in June. The request then was that the bombs spare houses and people in Viareggio, and this was an understandable subject for human obtuseness and fear. Today something higher and more universal is being requested, and, it is painful to observe, something not universally desired, not desired even by the whole of the little cluster of Viareggio. War means the ruin of many, but also gain for many, and when faced with his own gain, man neglects the collective gain. You love one another so little, that each of you lives locked into his own selfishness, and armed with sprinkles for his neighbor. Therefore, if the first prayer was not very clearly heard by the spirit, but only by the flesh, which trembled with fear for itself and its possessing houses, this prayer is stated with the spirit even deafer. That is not the way one obtains what one asks for. The truce will come for the arms, because it must come, but it will be only a truce. And a truce is one thing, while peace is quite another. Peace means external and internal conquered, sought and willed by spiritual sight and affection. If you were able to come to me, with your lips and soul cleansed and inflamed with real charity, I would give you this peace. I would give it to you over and against all the obstacles set in place by evil to impede it, for I am the eternal victor. But even among the not very many people who will pray for this today in the churches, just a few of you will satisfy the requisites which make prayer powerful. It is a painful and terrible truth, but it is of no benefit to conceal it, for the harm it represents remains, even if hidden. Poor men, how bad you are! If I were to thunder this truth from the heavens, man would be left offended by it, like the Pharisees when I denounced them, uncovering their hidden vices. But it is as I say holy, true peace is not desired by all. You are so obtuse, and besmeared with wicked tendencies, that you don't even manage to hear the tone of the truth which one who is more than you discloses to you. But that is the truth, there cannot be another truth, for there is one alone. We are always dealing with that same theme. If there were 10 just men, but there are so few just men as opposed to the mass of the unjust. Satan has an immense number of children and servants. The Son of God has an insignificant number of true children and true servants. And the cause of your ruin lies in this imbalance.